welcome you into Eagles 360 on this Monday from the NovaCare Complex, the day after the Eagles lose their first game of this 2016 season. Hello, everyone. I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro, along with the Hall of Famer, Brian Westbrook. And we still smile the day after a loss because there are good things, ultimately, when you look at the big picture, Brian, that came from this loss in Detroit.
Well, in every loss, there's lessons to be learned. I think in this game, there were lessons to be learned as well. You know, to begin with, it's easy. When you come off the bye, you have to stay sharp. You went into the first three games, you won those games. But coming out of the bye is just as important as going into the bye. You have to be sharp, and you have to also understand your opponent. You know that you're playing an aggressive team that's desperate. They can't afford to go 1-4, and you have to come out and respond that way.
And the Eagles fell into that big hole, a two-touchdown deficit. They kept their poise. They kept their calm. And we'll talk about the performance from rookie quarterback Carson Wentz.
Still a rookie?
That's what I want to know. But in the end, the Eagles lose, and now turn our attention to the Washington Redskins. We'll talk about that as the NFC East schedule begins. Doug Peterson met the media today, however. We get you caught up on everything happening with the Eagles at the NovaCare Complex. Our 360 update with Alex Smith.
Hi, everyone. I'm Alex Smith, and this is your 360 update. The Eagles suffered their first loss of the season on Sunday in Detroit, falling by a final score of 24-23, despite trailing 21-7 at one point in the first half. Today we heard from head coach Doug Peterson, who explained how his team responded to falling in that early deficit and how they fought their way back to make it a game.
How we came back in this game, you know, I think it just shows the character of this football team and where we are from even a year ago. You know, I think this game a year ago got out of hand and it got shut down and it got blown out. This group didn't do that yesterday. This group was resilient. This group battled. Sideline was calm. They were, you know, whatever adversity came our way, we were able to overcome it. And, you know, it's like that two-minute drive before the end of the half. I mean, we were in first and 25, second, 23rd, and we were, you know, overcame that and got the three. So it's a sign of a good football team.
The Eagles did have one last chance on Sunday, but Carson Wentz ended up throwing his first career interception with under 2 minutes to go. When Coach Peterson was asked to evaluate Wentz's performance from Sunday, he looked past that pick and looked at his entire body of work.
Listen, I was down there calling timeouts when the defense was on the ball, and I was on the radio with Frank. We were getting ready for our two-minute drive, and we knew that we were going to have time. Chances are we were going to be out of timeouts, obviously, and so we were covering all the situations. And again, hey, listen, this is his fourth start. We're beating him up over his fourth NFL start, and he did some great things now in this football game. Not one play is going to magnify him or our performance in this football game.
You can catch all of Doug Peterson's press conference from earlier today on demand right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and the official Eagles mobile app.
Thanks so much, Alex. Brian, Doug Peterson loses his first game as a player. What do you look forward to hearing from the head coach after such a tough loss?
Well, I think it's going to be simple, and he has to do a better job of getting his team prepared. And it all starts with the head coach, and I think Doug understands that when you come out of the bye and you don't play very well, you have to have that team prepared. He has to get these guys ready, and I guarantee this will be a hard work week for this football team. These guys will be prepared heading into Washington because Doug Peterson has been here before, and he understands that in order for his team to go out there and play well, he has to start to prepare them early on in the week.
And the other part of it really is the four-minute offense at the end of the game with a chance to convert a third and two. Now, I know Ryan Matthews fumbled and it was a really good play, but I'm sure that Doug and his coaching staff will go through the analysis of, was that the right call? What else can we do to get that first down to ice the game?
Well, you, as a coach, you're always going to question, was it the right call? Did my player run the right play, the right route, those types of things? But I didn't have a problem with that call. They had called those types of sweeps several times before in the past, and they've been very successful getting first downs on those plays. Unfortunately, Ryan had the ball in the wrong arm, and it was the wrong time to have that type of mistake, and those all kind of go into it. But I think it was a good call as far as the quick pitch. But at the same time, you have to complete the play. And if the worst-case scenario is you punt the football, you just punt the football.
All right, we'll talk about the reaction of Ryan Matthews, the performance of Carson Wentz. We've got a lot to get to here on Eagles 360. Next up, however, we're going to talk about the offense, Carson Wentz, the passing game, and a running game that just didn't deliver in the end when we return to Eagles 360.
Introducing Dunkin's new cold brew coffee. Steeped slowly in cold water for small batches with an ultra-smooth, full-body flavor. Discover the craft of cold brew today and keep on. America runs on Dunkin'.
Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank. Just make one deposit, payment, withdrawal, or transfer each month to waive the monthly fee. And there's no minimum balance. You're all right. With Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank.
Remarkable things are happening at your local Acme. We're making changes and we're getting better every day. Cleaner, friendlier, fresher. Like fresher meat and seafood, and fresher produce and hundreds of organics. To top it off, we're lowering thousands of prices throughout the store. So come on in and see for yourself why Acme is just better. Lower prices, great quality, and friendlier service. Acme, the official supermarket of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Their legend is legendary. They've seen the end zone more often than any other duo in history. They are professional football player watchers. Become a pro fan, only with Xfinity X1. Call or click today.
Welcome back. It's Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Brian Westbrook on this Monday, the day after the Eagles lose their first game of this 2016 season. We are going to talk about the offense right now, and let's begin with the quarterback. Why not? Carson Wentz, another tremendous performance, two touchdown passes, 75% completion percentage. The interception at the end. So let's start back to front. What did you think of the throw, the decision, the outcome? Obviously something we didn't want.
Well, I think the throw was pretty good. Of course, you want your receiver to fight for the football. I thought the decision was good as well as far as, listen, a single high safety, single covers outside with Nelson Aguilar, give him an opportunity to catch the ball. Now, here's the point where I kind of disagree with Carson. I just wish at that point in the game, a minute and 30 left in the game, you need about 40 yards to get into field goal range. Maybe you want to check it down. Those are the situations where you want to check it down. But I also understand the same thing, that in the previous three games, we're congratulating them for taking those chances, making those big plays, having enough guts to make those things. And now we're saying slow it down a little bit so they don't always go your way. I think the truth is this, that the defender made a great play on the football, and we wish we had a better play at the end of the game. But at the same time, I want my quarterback to be aggressive and take those chances. Maybe not in that particular situation.
What did you think of Carson staring a 21-7 deficit in the face?
Well, that's the good thing. We talk about the good and bad things that come out of the game. Of course, your team understands that when you have bad decisions, you make bad choices, you come out sluggish, and you start slow against bad teams, you're going to lose those football games. But when you talk about a team that's down 14-0 early in the game, but they fight their way back to have a lead towards the end of the game, that's what you want to see in a young team. That's what you appreciate about this offense, Carson Wentz, as well as Doug Peterson.
Interesting, Brian, after three games, the Eagles were able to involve all four of their running backs in the attack. Now they played with a lead. That makes a big difference. In this game, it was just Ryan Matthews, Darren Sproles, and a couple of carries for Carson Wentz. Your thoughts on the run game, the effectiveness of it?
Yeah, I still think Ryan Matthews is a bit slow. I think when you saw the two running backs, Wendell Smallwood as well as Kenyon Barner in the last couple games, that these guys showed explosiveness, they showed some quickness to the hole, and I think that's what this team needed yesterday. They needed these two guys to touch the ball a little bit more, and I think that would have gave the offensive line, this offense, a little bit of a boost. Also, it keeps the defense off balance. They have to respect these guys' speed. They have to respect these guys' quickness. And I don't think Detroit respected it, especially with Ryan Matthews in the backfield this week.
All right, and now we go to the passing game. Now, not a spectacular performance down the field. Jordan Matthews, a nice game. Dorial Green-Beckham, a couple of catches. Didn't catch that ball, that fade down the left. Now, what would you have liked to seen him do there?
I think you're talking about the one in the end zone there.
Yeah.
I think I just want him to control his body a little bit more. I think I want him to time his jump a lot better. I think the throw probably could have been a little bit higher. You have a big guy. You have a 6'5". Throw it up. Make him go get it. Get it up a little bit higher. I think he's still learning the process of how to be a good receiver. And throughout that process, you're going to have some hiccups in the road. This will be one of his hiccups. Greg Lewis has some work to do with this young man, but he has the talent. He has the size. He has to actually put the work in.
And then at tight end, Zach Ertz returns to the lineup. We thought we'd see some three tight end sets. I think it happened on a couple of snaps.
Not very much.
Ertz, three targets, three catches, not the explosive performance against the Detroit defense that, frankly, had been struggling against tight ends. As we look big picture here, I would expect Zach to be a huge part of things.
Yeah, I think you have to work Zach back in. He's coming off an injury. Doug will work him back in. Doug is one of those guys that he'll look at this tape and say, listen, we have to do this thing better. We have to get these guys involved. So I expect to see more of Zach Ertz. I expect to see more of Barner and Smallwood. Doug is not a prideful guy. He's not going to say it's my way or the highway. And the only way we can do things is a Zach Doug Peterson way. He's going to say, this is what the defense has given us. This is our strength of our football team, and we're going to use those things. You have to use Ertz. You have to use these young running backs as well.
And the offense has, in general, a pretty good game here, Brian. A couple of areas that you want to see improved. Red zone efficiency, Eagles missing out after that Matthew Stafford fumble, settling for 3 points there, which was critical. Instead of taking a lead, still 1 point down late in the game. And then 5 of 11 on third down. Good.
45%.
But not good enough. Good.
Well, I think third downs were an issue only because they were successful on a majority of them. 45% is pretty decent offensively, but they were third and long.
Yes.
That means that they weren't having success on the first and second down. They were not staying on schedule. And we talk about Barner and Smallwood. I think those guys can actually help this offense stay on schedule. They have to find a way to make sure that these third downs are not all 3rd and 7, 3rd and 8, and
3rd and 9. Yeah. And get the kids the juice. In the running game.
Starts early. Yeah. You have to start early, and you have to set the tone early. I don't think this team had that juice early on in the game.
So that is a look at the Eagles' offense when we return to Eagles 360. We're going to talk about the Eagles' defense and special teams. What a slow start. Uncharacteristic of Jim Schwartz's group. What can they do against Washington to come out with that energy and enthusiasm and excellence that they played with in the second half on Sunday? We'll be right back with more here on Eagles 360. This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by Toyota. Now is your chance to vote for the Toyota Player of the Week. Go to PhiladelphiaEagles.com/Toyota Player of the Week to cast your vote and get a chance at a brand new Toyota.
Introducing Dunkin's new cold brew coffee. Steeped slowly in cold water for small batches with an ultra smooth, full body flavor. Discover the craft of cold brew today and keep on. America runs on Dunkin'.
Take your spring vacation with Philadelphia Eagles players and alumni on Apple Vacations Beach Blitz. Join me, along with Fletcher Cox, Vinny Curry, and Jordan Matthews, on an all-inclusive vacation a world away from the ordinary at the luxurious Now Jade Riviera Cancun Resort. You'll receive non-stop round-trip airfare, luxury hotel accommodations, and special events with the players and other Eagles VIPs. Go to applevacations.com/Eagles to book your trip today.
All right, fellas, let's go out there and give him heck.
Heck.
Let's go out there and give him the 1-2.
You tell him, Captain.
Go out there and we're going to really give him the business.
By God, let's sock it to him.
Yeah. Fair and square. Hip, hip.
Hooray!
Come on, Molly, let's give him a water.
Holy smokes.
The old game just can't compete, especially when it comes to innovative energy solutions like the ones NRG uses to power the Eagles. Visit picknrg.com today.
Their legend is legendary. They've seen the end zone more often than any other duo in history. They are professional football player watchers. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity X1. Call or click today.
Dave Spadaro, Brian Westbrook, Eagles 360 are post-mortem on the Eagles 24-23 loss to Detroit on Sunday. We're now talking about the Eagles' defense and the special teams, and what a tale of two halves, Brian, for the Eagles' defense. Three straight drives for touchdowns by Detroit, 75 yards, 80 yards, 75 yards, and then very little the rest of the game. What happened?
Well, going into the game, my MVP of this team, and a lot of people said Doug Peterson, Carson Wentz, my MVP, like I mentioned to you before, was Jim Schwartz, because these guys on the defensive side of the ball have been playing aggressive. They've been playing relentless and nasty physical football, and we didn't see that in the first half of the game. We didn't see these guys getting after the quarterback in the way that we normally have seen them. I know Jim Schwartz doesn't like the blitz, but because the front four early on wasn't getting the pressure that they needed, and they were getting a little pressure, but they weren't getting the sacks and those types of things. Matt Stafford was getting rid of the football.
Right.
Jim Schwartz had to start blitzing a little bit. That leaves our cornerbacks out on the island, and I don't know that we want to do that as often.
If you're an offense looking at this game, are you spreading the Eagles' defense out and getting quick drops, quick releases from your quarterback, making the Eagles cover in space?
There's no doubt about it. If you're a quarterback, the one thing you don't want to do against this defensive line is being too many seven-step drops where you're holding the ball too long, because we know these defensive players can get after the quarterback. So if you're an offensive coordinator, you're saying, I'm getting rid of the ball in three steps or less, because I don't want these guys to have to get a full head of steam, ears pinned back, trying to get to the quarterback. Of course, I'm going to spread the defense out and make these defenders play man-to-man defense for an extended period of time and try to get the ball out quickly.
Brian, four quarterback sacks, 11 tackles for losses, seven quarterback hits. It just wasn't enough for the Eagles. Question here of one player, Michael Kendricks. We have expected him to take his career to the next level. He's been a rotational linebacker here through four games. What are you seeing from him? What do the Eagles do there?
You know, I think Kendricks had an injury early, especially during training camp, and it still doesn't look like he's in complete great shape for this NFL season right now. He got beat up a little bit, and I remember last year when they played Detroit, Theo Riddick got after him just a little bit, and I think Theo Riddick actually picked up where he left off. Michael Kendricks is struggling in coverage, and that's the one thing, because he's so athletic, that you would think he should be able to do, cover people in the flats and when the running backs are running routes, and we're not seeing that right now from Michael Kendricks. Because Jim Schwartz doesn't do an awful lot of blitzing with his linebackers, that's one avenue that's taken away. That's the strength of his, blitzing the quarterback. And so the fit isn't great right now. He has to play a lot better. I think part of that is getting in shape.
And a big, big challenge coming for the Eagles. The Washington Redskins with that group of receivers, tight end Jordan Reed might be the best in the NFL. Kirk Cousins playing good football. Washington has won three straight games, and Kirk Cousins dominated the Eagles 1 year ago. As for the Eagles' special teams, I guess the only thing we can really say is that Caleb Sturgis has a big-time leg. 60 yards and in, you got a shot.
Was it 50-yard at the end of the game?
I mean, at the end of the first half, 49-yarder, yeah. 51-yarder, 3 of 3 on field goals. His accuracy has been an issue in the NFL, but when he's going the right way, man, he
has enough leg.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, you're inside of a dome, so there's a little bit there. But when you have a kicker that can kick 50 yarders, that takes a lot of pressure off your quarterback and your head coach, as well as your offensive coordinator. That's a plus to have Sturgis kicking the ball the way that he is at this point.
So that is our postmortem. Eagles lose. Now 3-1, still tied for first in the NFC East, and what a final three quarters of this regular season ahead of us. The NFC's schedule begins on Sunday in Washington. What to look forward to? Well, when we return on Eagles 360, we're going to talk about some of the breakthrough players that we think have to step up and make a difference for the Eagles ahead.
Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank. Just make one deposit, withdraw, transfer, or payment each month to waive the monthly fee. And there's no minimum balance. You're all right with Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank. Are you feeling all right,
baby? You say crazy, I say crafted. You say savage, I say practiced. Crazy, crafted, savage, practiced. Let's run that whole thing back. You say unbelievable, I say achievable. You say incredible, I say inevitable. Unbelievable, achievable, incredible, inevitable. Let's run that whole thing back. Carbs to compete, electrolytes to replenish.
You here to buy the tickets?
Hey, buddy, you here for the tickets?
Yeah. Dude, what's the password, man?
Oh, Coach Shanahan.
What were you thinking? We're doing like a CD ticket deal instead of going to NFL Ticket Exchange.
NFL Ticket Exchange. 100% verified, authentic tickets from one fan to the other.
We'll see you at the games, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Appreciate you.
Time to look ahead for the Philadelphia Eagles just a little bit. Here on Eagles 360, Brian and I are going to talk about some of the breakthrough players who need to step up for the Eagles to get back on the winning track. And one on offense, one on defense. You begin on offense.
I think we've been saying this for a couple weeks now, and I think we've seen some improvement from Nelson Agholor, but we need to see more. We need to see some of those big plays, those plus 20, plus 40 plays that we know he's capable of. He has the speed. He has the ability. Now he has to go out there and make it all come together, make those big-time plays. You know, for an offense, it's hard to go 80 yards with little small chunks here and there. Every now and then, you need those big plays down the field. A defense respects those types of players. And until Nelson Aguilar goes out there and makes those types of plays, defense won't respect him.
All right, I'm going to go on offense with a coach, and that's Jeff Stoutland, offensive line coach. Now, we don't know what's going to happen with Lane Johnson. We are only anticipating this. That word could come down this week about his suspension per the NFL. Regardless of that, the Eagles need to be better up front than they were, particularly in short yardage situations. And I'm looking for Jeff Stoutland to come up with the right combination up front should Johnson at some point here get suspended. Does he move Allen Barber from left guard to right tackle? Do they go with Big V at the right tackle position, which would be a gigantic jump up for a fifth-round draft pick to go into a game either in Washington or home against the Minnesota Vikings? So a lot riding on Jeff Stoutland and that offensive line. If there's a shakeup, how does that impact Carson Wentz?
You're talking about for a group that continuity is key. Do you want to move one guy or two guys? And that's the big question. You know, you always hope Lane Johnson is not going to be suspended, but the question is, if he is, what happens next? That's going to be found out this week, hopefully.
Okay, so then we go with the defensive players. I will go first, and I'll say Jordan Hicks, because I don't know if he ultimately will play the middle linebacker position, whether they'll move him to the weak side. I just think at some point here, Jordan's really going to have to step up and get back to that ball-hawking player he was as a rookie. We've seen Michael Kendricks inconsistent through the first four games here. The sense is that Steven Tulloch has been working his way into the lineup more and more as Jim Schwartz favors that bigger body in the middle. So what does that mean for Jordan Hicks? It could mean that he goes to the weak side and could cover in space. I think he's got the ability to do that should the Eagles need him in that situation.
He's an athletic kid. He can make those types of plays. Sometimes in the middle, when you're a little bit of a smaller guy, you get swallowed up. I think if they have the ability to put him at that will linebacker, he'll definitely be successful.
Okay, your defensive guy?
I think Nolan Carroll. I think there have been teams that target Nolan Carroll, and he's had penalties called against him. He's had guys catch the football. He needs to do a much better job with his footwork, his hand placement early on in the routes, especially at the line of scrimmage. If he wants to be successful in this league, he needs to do a better job up front. I mean, he can run with guys. He can make plays on the back end. But at the beginning of the routes, he has to learn how to win. I think part of that as well is getting pressure on the quarterback.
So those are our players to watch as the Eagles get into the NFC East schedule. More to come here on Eagles 360. Some final thoughts on the Eagles as they get ready for Washington. A big one on Sunday in Maryland. The NFC East schedule is here. This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by Amoroso. Get ready to roll into a suite with Amorosos. Enter at PhiladelphiaEagles.com/roll-into-a-suite for a chance to win a pair of tickets to the Eagles versus Washington game.
Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank. Just make one deposit, withdrawal, transfer, or payment each month to waive the monthly fee. And there's no minimum balance. You're all right with Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank.
I sup to Philly.
I sup to Philly.
The bus.
The trolley.
The train.
Jefferson Station.
Airport Line.
69th Street.
Broad Street.
To the game.
Paoli.
Sharon Hill.
Chestnut Hill.
Regional Rail.
I sup to Philly. The Broad Street Line on game days.
A la bodega. To the movies.
To my parkway.
Spring Garden.
Late night.
West Philly.
South Philly.
North Philly!
Take your spring vacation with Philadelphia Eagles players and alumni on Apple Vacations Beach Blitz. Join me, along with Fletcher Cox, Vinny Curry, and Jordan Matthews, on an all-inclusive vacation a world away from the ordinary at the luxurious Now Jade Riviera Cancun Resort. You'll receive non-stop round-trip airfare, luxury hotel accommodations, and special events with the players and other Eagles VIPs. Go to applevacations.com/eagles to book your trip today. Our final segment here on Eagles 360, Dave Spadaro, Brian Westbrook. Our Amoroso's on the menu. Look at what's ahead for you as we look into Tuesday. We've got Doug Peterson in studio, the head coach who's already put that loss in Detroit well behind him. We've got Glenn Mack now as my co-host, and he'll be talking about the Washington Redskins. And we're going to take a look at the NFC East just a little bit here because it is an interesting division, right? I mean, it's a very good division as we kind of look at it now, right? The NFC East is back.
Well, originally we were saying this NFC East was not going to be very good at all. We start out 3-1. The Giants jump out and start off the season well. They've kind of come back to us a little bit. Dak Prescott, a rookie quarterback in Dallas, has done a really good job. And the Redskins struggled early on, but they've won some games as of late. And so now we're saying, you know what, this division is a little bit better than we thought. It's going to be a tough division, a great matchup this week coming up.
So that is our Amoroso's on the menu feature. Amoroso's, the reason Philly sandwiches are so famous. Well, Brian, you know this rivalry better than anybody. Your thoughts on going down to Washington and playing them?
Well, I think, you know, in the big scheme of things, you always hate losing games. But if you had to lose a non-division game and then play a division opponent, this is the game that you wanted to lose. Unfortunately, that's just the way that it is. Now Doug Peterson can grab this team and get their attention and get them to being that hungry football team that we saw the first three games. And understand, listen, we're going on the road in a hostile environment. This is about us. This is about us making sure that we come out of the tunnel ready to play some football. We can't make mistakes fumbling the football, throwing interceptions. We need to get some turnovers on the defensive side of the ball. We need to play error-free football. If we do that, we'll be in the right situation at the end of the game.
It would be a great way to start the NFC schedule on the road at Washington with a victory.
Yeah.
We'll see. All right, for Brian Westbrook, Dave Spadaro, thanks so much for joining us on Eagles 360. We come back tomorrow with Glenn Mack now in studio. Until then, have yourselves a great Eagles day.